Alright, thank you ladies and gentlemen for joining us at tonight's Comic Book Club. Here are your hosts, Pete LePage and Justin Tyler.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
What's going on?
I don't know if you noticed, but Daddy's not here.
Yeah! Party!
Alex is out of town, so it's going to get a little crazy out here.
It's going to be a little looser.
We bought some beers. Huh? Going to get drunk. Can loosen my tie. We didn't have the graphics, so we made them up.
Oh. Yeah!
How come I got water?
Oh.
You're still our baby.
Yeah. You're the...
That's Boots Man, our resident supervillain. Good
That's
time
right.
to introduce
That's
him.
Right. We don't want to get our resident supervillain drunk. Yeah. That would be bad for the show.
Too late.
Damn!
He comes drunk.
Yeah.
So we have a really great show for you tonight. Without further ado, let's introduce the guests. We have...
You're all business.
I have to take Alex's place a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
So anyway, let's introduce our guests. C.B. Cebulski and Timmy Williams!
Yeah!
I didn't mean to run away.
Cheers.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm getting wasted tonight.
Not me, I can take it.
Ghostbusters are here. Wow. Man.
Right. Yeah, they destroyed our old couch, so we got a new, very stiff couch.
Other big news, since they're doing the floors, they didn't want us to put that really shitty couch on top.
Yeah, because it would scratch it. Yeah.
So now
Plus
we have
it
this.
Smelled.
Yeah, like, well, you...
Hey,
mostly.
And you, buddy.
You I mean, just want to curl up on that?
Yeah, I know, right?
That'd be good. There you go.
That's like the couch Julia Louis-Dreyfus had in the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
What?
You know, the... anybody? What are we talking about?
In the really 80s?
Oh, man.
Modern.
Yeah. Yuppies. Anyway. CB. CB does The Loners, which just finished up a little bit ago.
Okay, comes out next Wednesday.
Great. Perfect. How was it? What do you have next coming up?
Got a couple things. Marvel and Image. Next for Marvel, I got Avengers Fairy Tales, which is coming out, starting in March. I've been doing the Fairy Tales books as well. So we had Spider-Man and X-Men. Next we're focusing on the Avengers. Going with some more classic tales and some familiar ones, more so than the past series. Captain America as Peter Pan. Vision as Pinocchio, a couple things that people can relate to a little bit more.
Cool. Yeah.
And then after that, come this summer, I'm going to be doing a Wolverine story with David Finch.
Oh, nice.
All right. Wow.
Be careful. Be careful. I'm a big fan of the Wolverine, all right? So let's do some good stuff.
No, it's good. I like it, but I'm a little bit biased.
Yeah. He hunts and kills anyone that's good.
But now that Elektra's been revealed as a Skrull, what we're doing is dealing with the power vacuum in the hand and the new leadership that takes over.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Like Wolverine's life.
Wow, I wonder if they're going to elect Wolverine to take over.
Elect? I don't know if that's how it works.
I think it is.
That's why they call the hand.
Show hands.
You also were involved in the Chester Quest,
yes.
Which was a big...
wrapped up in January. January 31st was the last day. It was a worldwide talent search. I traveled around to a bunch of different countries, a bunch of different cities, and looking for talent on behalf of Marvel. And... reviewed about 1,200 portfolios over 6 months, about 200 a month, and found about 50 really talented artists, of which 12 were supposed to get penciling jobs at Marvel guaranteed, and it's going to be maybe about 20 now, a couple of various artists. So it's been real successful, and hopefully this is going to lead to the next one.
So what you're saying is if you have stuff, send it to you.
I have stuff, send it to me. The actual address and everything that I set up for Chester Quest is closed, but you can always send stuff to my attention at Marvel Comics.
If I work something up real quick here, would you take
your pen? On the spot reviews. Here
bring my pencils. Bring my pencils.
His inks.
Well, hold on, I got a drink for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Well, there's more. Right,
I'll have a full portfolio by the end.
I'll draw something out and label this Stella bottle.
That's a really good stick figure.
Yeah, I'm working on a Wolverine mask. why is it called Chester Quest?
The C in CB stands for Chester.
Oh,
Chester Quest.
What was your personal quest?
I throw a party every year around my birthday, which is called Chester Fest, and we've been doing it for about 4 years, and it's turned into this huge thing. So the next one we went to was doing this whole hunt. We said, oh, let's call it Chester Quest. And then if I have groupies, we call them Chester breasts.
Oh!
Hey, wow.
Chester Fest sounds like my kind of place.
Chester breasts sound like my kind of breasts.
Yeah.
Right? What?
I don't know. What is that even?
I don't know.
So the Saturday of New York Comic Con will be Chester Fest, and details worth coming. Everyone's invited.
So yeah.
Your birthday's around April.
Actually, my birthday's always, it's next week, actually. It's in February.
It's always next week.
New York's Comic Con moved from February to April, so I figured since everyone's coming in,
right,
just make it a much bigger deal.
Chester Fest is flexible. That's the thing.
Chester Fest. Or the beauty of the Chester Fest, yo.
Yeah. Great. And so, Timmy, Whitest Kids You Know on IFC.
Just starting on Sunday.
Yeah.
This past Sunday. And, you know, I don't know how they track numbers in Deep Cable, so I haven't...
They call it Deep Cable?
I call it Deep Cable. Fuse was real Deep Cable. Now we're just on, like, Deep Cable.
Yeah, heading towards the
I still got to wear a helmet when I go to the studio because it's deep. Whatever, that was a stupid joke. you know, I don't know, I haven't seen the numbers yet. But I think, I don't know, we'll see. I hope it's doing all right. But we're hoping for a third season. We should be hearing about that sometime soon. So, yeah, it's fun.
Any surprises coming at us in second?
Yes, here's the thing. The second season, since we're on IFC, there's no commercials and it's uncensored. So, you know, a big tradition in sketch comedy is drag. And we've always been doing a lot of drag, but what hasn't been done before, at least to my knowledge, is naked drag, a man playing a naked woman. So we have that happening.
Wow.
Prosthetics and making his girlfriend shave his ass and all sorts of things. So, yeah, so we'll see.
Family show.
It's so traditional.
We want to turn little kids, we want to sexually confuse children.
I've read your mission statement.
Is that part of the pitch?
Yeah, we're like, so here's the deal. I want to mess with little kids' heads, and we're going to give you boobs. That's what it was. But no, you know, we can do whatever we want, so sometimes that means we get super childish, sometimes it means we get really offensive. We blame someone for the assassination of John F. Kennedy that might get us a little flack, but like, you know, we kind of like... I don't know, we can do whatever we want. And they didn't even read all of our stuff before we started shooting it. They're
sounds awesome.
Just go do what you want. And it's like, on one hand, having that much freedom scares the shit out of me. Because we, you know, it's like, you often do better stuff when you're restrained a little bit, but we'll see how it works.
If I work a couple nude-based sketches up, can you get them over?
We'll get them to the proper nude authorities.
I don't want to bite off more than I can chew, but I think I got enough going.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about those sneaks you got?
Okay. Everyone else has nerdy t-shirts on, but I've got Joker shoes that I found online. It took me 6 months to find my size. Like 6 months of checking eBay like every day. But they're from they're like promo things, I guess, from the 1989 Batman movie. If you look at the Joker on here, he kind of has Jack Nicholson's haircut. And they cost me a lot, and I probably shouldn't be wearing them in the snow, but they're so awesome, so I'm wearing them. But yeah, this is the Joker, and it says ha ha ha, and they're pretty sweet.
It's laughter.
I'm insanely jealous of those shoes.
Thanks. Me too. I'm jealous of my feet.
Jealous of your feet. If only you could drape yourself.
Yeah, just wear them. Wish I could have a suit of these, right? Probably really warm.
Chafing. All right.
The show's being advertised on the backs of all the comics.
It's DC's like Vertigo and Wildstorm stuff. And
you've made.
So when we were
I was somewhere. There you go. There's an ad. What is that?
Fables.
See, there you go. Cool.
So we're comic geeks growing up, and you know we had the Hostess Fruit Pies and the Atari Nintendo ads.
Yeah, dude.
You know, here
the boys' life.
No, it's ridiculous. It happened a few weeks ago. We actually went to a meeting at FC. There's like, here, how's the marketing everything? And I saw them there like DC's adult line. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, do they have nudie books I don't know of, and our ads will be in that? And then I go and I picked up the Midnighter that week, and I was reading it, and one of the other guys from the troop, Trevor, we were on the train. He's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, comic-wise, like, look at the back, I'm like, oh, shit! So, it was pretty awesome to, see my...
That's, like, the greatest accomplishment ever.
Yeah, I was at that, and then the Mad Magazine thing that happened. Like, Mad Magazine did an insert where they did a cover where we were with Alfred E. Newman, and I was like, holy shit, we're with Alfred. And out of the guys in the troop, I'm the one interacting with Alfred on the cover, too, so I was like...
Wow. You can die.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm down in beers and soda.
Pete's been comparing you to Jesus all week. Yes. So you really hit a high point with him.
I was excited because it's like, I know a guy who's in a comic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Thanks. Yeah. It's like, it's awesome. I want to get inside one now. So I'm working on that. Because on the back it's pretty cool, but how do I get in one?
Like drawn, so, or
maybe.
Like, just you want to be wrapped in comic book paper. We can make
that
one of those happen
correct.
Tonight.
No, if the show doesn't go well, I'll be sleeping in newspapers, and that's kind of like that. So,
yeah.
Whatever.
Great. Well, let's move on to the stack.
Woo!
Party stack.
It's a sack of pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, that's as close as I could get. Which is the theme for tonight's show.
As close as we can get.
Yeah.
Close as Alex is in here, we're going to try to do our
get
best.
Close.
The cat's away.
So, for the cat, the king.
Horseshoes and hand grenades show. That's
So, first up, we have Spider-Man 549, beginning the second arc from Brand New Day.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you're in love with Peter Parker now.
Oh, this is so horrible. it kills me, because Spider-Man has just been such a staple and always so great that, like, the fact that, they raped it, it's just really, it's
I don't know.
It's upsetting.
It's a strong word.
It's very strong.
I understand that, hey, we have something that has just been kind of like the same throughout, but it's like, you know what, I haven't got tired of it, and I read a lot of comics.
Uh-huh.
And just the fact that, like, let's completely just pull the rug out for something that is so great. And then try to do something. And they haven't even, the only thing they've done so far is, Peter Parker's like, hey, you guys seen MJ? Does anyone know where MJ is? Like, that's why you...
Which is the weirdest move, because they're like, the devil, Mephisto's like, you'll never see her as the same. And then, but he still knows her. Like, they're buddies. You break up.
Maybe
Sammy
she'll come back as a dude.
But for those who don't know what happened, basically, Aunt May got shot. And Peter Parker tried to do everything he could to save her. Couldn't do it. So the devil comes up. It's like, hey, guess what, Peter Parker? I can save Aunt May. And so then the devil does this weird monologue like, you know what? Torturing people in hell? Lame. I broke up relationships now. That's what I enjoy doing. What? And then so then he's like, what do you think, MJ? Guess we got one more day together. And then MJ's like, yeah, sweet. I never liked you anyway. And that's it. They ruined the relationship.
True.
They're no longer together. So then it's like you go back to Peter Parker, and it's like it never happened. It's like, great. I guess, can we take back my childhood?
I like it that way, man. I mean, you know what? I was telling CB before the show. I think I've told you guys this before. I stopped reading Spider-Man in the 90s when his parents were evil robots and whatever. That was crazy. And this is the first time when Brand New Day starts when I started reading it again. I love it. I mean, I didn't read all the craziness that happened before.
And once you
so
get
now
over
I'm just reading
it.
This fun Peter Parker stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, two of the
fun
four
Peter
issues
Parker
so far.
Stuff.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's
what?
It goes back to the essential. Don't break
Dude,
that.
Okay, there have been two issues so far where he's had problems with his web shooters. Maybe there should
yes.
be other problems.
Yeah.
But still, I think it's really fun. And, I like all the new villains and stuff they're introducing. And the art has been kick-ass, and it seems like they're going to keep that up. So,
The only thing I'll give you is, all right, it's been weird because every comic he's been making out with somebody, which is weird. I'm glad the first page is.
That's great. Who doesn't want to see Spider-Man make out with some chicks?
Yeah, but
dudes.
J.J.
Or dudes.
Jammin.
The Mary Jane dude, Michael Jane. That's what I'm going to call it.
The only thing I thought I enjoyed about this was the fact that he was singing Mighty Mouse in the first page.
That's the only thing you liked?
Yes.
Wow. So the controversy, though, in this issue is there's a female heroine introduced named Jackpot who happens to look just like MJ.
Yeah, and he keeps calling her MJ.
No, well, her name is Jackpot, which is her big thing is MJ. You just hit the jackpot, tiger.
Yeah.
And she keeps using those words in here.
Right. Yeah.
And before in, right before this started in One More Day, they had MJ whisper something to Mephisto.
Yeah.
There's been some controversy saying maybe she was like, make me into a superhero so I'll eventually run into Spider-Man.
So what's going to happen is he's going to this is all a dream, right? He's going to wake up in the shower one day and be like, oh, that was crazy. And then it'll be like brand new shower.
I would be happy with that. I would be happy with that.
Spidey comes clean.
Yeah,
there he goes. Here we go. This guy. The scribe. Great. Moving on, we have Nightwing number 141. This is the beginning of kind of a reboot for Nightwing. He just ran into Superman, and they're talking about life.
Well, what was nice is we had the writer on
artist.
The artist on last week, and he was like, what I like about this is This saga is Nightwing grows balls. That's basically what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a lot of weird scrotum reference. I don't know if you heard that was off-putting. But no balls in this comic. It always bothers me that...
There are no balls.
There are no balls.
Yeah, you
can
close it now.
That bothers you?
That when DC characters are in New York, so they have Nightwing in New York here, and he's working at the Cloisters, which I thought was such a very... Outside of New York, who's going to be like, yeah, the Cloisters? What a great place to set a hero.
Who in New York?
Yeah, true. Who's been to the Cloisters? Anybody? I don't know. Apparently it's nice. Nightwing thinks so.
I don't even know what the Cloisters is. I've only been here like 7 years. I haven't gone all the... places. What? Like,
only
what?
7 years. 7 years.
Okay, I've been lazy. I bought an Xbox.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that, but what I'm saying is I'm lazy. Anyways, what?
There's a Cloisters Xbox game coming out soon. So.
Then I'll finally figure that out.
And then he guts this building and spends millions of Bruce Wayne's money to make it like this big fortress where he's gonna unlock all of his buddies show up. The Flash comes and they drink beer and stuff.
Now weren't there two Nightwings at one point, like Evil Nightwing and Good Nightwing? That all got cleared up too.
Yeah,
since we're talking
Jason
about
Todd.
The devil erasing plot lines and things like that. So
it was Jason Todd was the other Nightwing.
Oh right. Yeah,
which was kind of a shitty storyline. And there's the villain in this is stealing dead superheroes' powers and making like zombie supervillains. See that dramatic part I put in there?
Yeah, the dramatic pause.
Trying to give it more because it's kind of a done story, I think.
Marvel Zombies is, you know, we've done a lot of.
Well, then you have Blackest Night coming in 2009. I like that they already advertised Blackest Night coming 4 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's not 4 years from now.
Yeah, that's some bad math.
Yeah, well, they like to because the whole thing, they want to show that everything's planned out. That's DC's big thing. Is like, it may not be interesting, but we planned the shit. We planned the shit out of this, so pay attention.
Like,
I feel like at the end of the DC events are going to be quizzes. The amount of detail because it's not about like the stories to me.
Well, I'm one of the big, you know, like Marvel, DC, kind of what's better to work for is that they say. DC is very organized. Like, you know, people who work for DC get paid. You know, like Marvel, you gotta be like, hey, come on. Remember that comic I did a while back? And they're like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Here's your check.
No. That's old Marvel. I gotta stand up for the company.
All right. That's why I bring it up, because that's what.
No, it hasn't been like that in a while. And on both companies, just like anywhere, you forget checks.
Yeah.
You forget vouchers.
I'm the same way.
I think both companies are on electronic voucher system, electronic payments.
Marvel just
everything's
Marvel bought their first computer like 6 months ago.
Oh, wow. Why do I open my mouth about these things?
It's all right. We're recording everything you say. To the 12, number 2. This is a great Marvel series.
Love it.
Have you been reading it?
Yeah, I think it's great.
The art's great.
Kaczynski, you know, it's like, I like the first couple issues of Bullet Points, too, though, so we'll see where this goes. But
Bullet Points was shit.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Starts out like, awesome!
Yeah.
Because Bullet Points is a series where they kind of redid the origin. The guy, normally Captain America became Iron Man, the guy that was Spider, Peter Parker actually becomes the Hulk and all this stuff, and then they just did that. Kept doing that. It's like, okay, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then the Silver Surfer shows up, and who's just the Silver Surfer? And
was like, another guy in there?
No.
How can you tell?
Maybe, I don't know.
This series has a bunch of like 1940s heroes who were in this like
old timey.
They're old timey, a lot of old timey things. They're in pods and they're brought out in current day Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a crappy way to sum that up.
Yeah, it's very.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they go into like a lab or something in Nazi Germany, right?
There's
12 heroes. They don't even necessarily know each other. They just all happen to be there. They get captured and put in these like sleep.
Yeah, they were
things.
Captured and then.
And then they
frozen.
Get discovered.
And then
now I get it. Wow.
They have to
so
deal with.
You
like
made
water.
It seem like they were like, oh, pods. Let's go lie down.
Yeah.
80 years later.
Well, that's the same thing. The same result, just with a Nazi yelling at you.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I like this series because I've always loved, my favorite part of Captain America, he's probably my favorite hero, but my favorite part of Captain America is the whole wake up 40 years later and have to deal with all that stuff. And, you know, Millar and Hitch did it really well, the Ultimates, and like, you know, you don't read that kind of story enough. And this is like, they're going to do it 12 times, it looks like, with each of the characters, but it's so far in it really interesting because each of the characters has like way different things they're being affected by. Like the dude that thinks he's part of an underground kingdom or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're waiting for me, and he's trying to dig into it. Like, that's great. That's crazy.
Yeah, so really it's dealing crazy. With I give him a lot of credit for like really dealing what it would be like to wake up 80 years later. You know, the guy who's like, my whole family's dead.
Yeah.
You know, he's like crying at the grave.
Yeah, that was
something. Yeah, I was like, wow. Yeah. It was
the best line in there is like, my sons are dead. They've died somewhere in some place called Vietnam. Like, you know, if you're in the 40s, you don't know what the hell Vietnam is, you know? Yeah. So it's really
barely
cool the way he's doing it.
Good series, though. Barely know Canada.
Yeah.
Moving on, Uncanny X-Men. Finishing up, this is actually this right after Messiah Comics.
Yeah, it's the vacation.
The Divided We Stand.
In which there are no more X-Men.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
They're still there.
Now, I don't get something. What happened? Okay, the last part of Messiah Complex. Spoiler alert, is that okay?
Yeah,
spoiler, Xavier gets shot in the face.
Yeah.
And then in the last panel, they're looking at his body, and the last panel, his body's not there.
Yeah.
Right? And now it's like, we don't know where it is. Like, so did his body disappear? Is that what happened?
Well, he can't stay dead for long. He's going to come back.
Right, of course.
He's in a coma. I'm taking bets this time he's coming back,
and
he's going to be in the wheelchair again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's either in or out.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I didn't get is...
How much you want to bet?
Watch it. Okay. You're about to get Chester screwed.
The Chester bets.
Yeah. Chester bets. What? What happens is he gets shot, and they're all like, well, he got shot. Like, don't even try to fix it.
Yeah. I loved Messiah Complex.
Yeah,
the
cool.
Ending ended too quickly like that, though, with the whole, that's what this is, you know.
Yeah.
It was a great story, though. It was really great.
Yeah, I went back to that old school X-Men event.
Yeah, it was like one big long adventure kind of
what
thing.
What I don't like about this issue is it's like Emma Frost has been a complete bitch the whole time.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
I don't like her because
she dresses in lingerie.
What?
You think she's slutty.
Well, she is.
But I like her because she's
cold.
Slutty, and I don't think she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Wait,
totally
she's very cold. She's very cold.
Her name's Emma Frost, Pete.
Yeah.
All right. Touche, sir.
Her name's not Emma Motherly.
Touche.
Yeah.
Emma Hugs.
Yeah. That would be cool.
You guys should make a character called Emma Hugs.
You guys.
Get together with the other. Yeah. But no, this is all just trying to, you know, defrost a little bit of that.
Oh!
You know, where it's like, she's not a bad guy. Yeah. You know, she's not a bad person.
Wasn't there one line there like, Emma, what's her favorite part of this vacation? She's like, that it's clothing optional.
Yeah.
They always have those.
She's
lines.
Always doing ridiculous poses like, what do you want me to do, Scott?
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
when you get a serious emotional conversation, you don't try and look as sexy as possible.
Yeah.
What's your home life? Yeah.
All I'm saying is, it was you know, if you're going to have her be cold, then just don't try to make
right.
her. Oh, but when she's alone with Scott, she's really a beautiful
person.
Well,
you know, that's kind of how it works with some people.
Yeah, some people are like that.
All right.
And I thought this issue was confusing, but I would trust Brubaker with my children's lives. And
yeah.
I think he's going to end up pulling something awesome out of here. So.
It's cool, and all the new series that are launching out of the Side Complex look interesting.
Yeah.
We X-Force 1 comes out tomorrow. We
yep.
saw an advance of it, and it looks really cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it seems so weird that it's like all the heroes with knives are on this team.
Yeah,
we'll
I love that.
It's a great idea, though.
But
why
they
not?
Should have, you know, and I know, you know, let's bring out the X-Force branding, but they could have called it X-Men with knives. I think it'd do just as well.
Yeah.
X-Men with knives. What? Finally.
All right, moving on to Fables, number 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, 69, right, guys?
Yeah.
All us guys here. This is the end of the Good Prince, long arc.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was fantastic.
It really was a lot. I mean, this has just been a solid book. You know, it's been a lot of fun to see. You know, like a fairy tale. Yeah, like a fairy tale. It's very fun to see where it can go, and it's just well done. Like, they even took time to do different borders, and like the art is just really, it's great.
It's like playing Risk.
What?
You're like, yeah, they did a lot of great like topography work, great maps and shit.
No,
they
meant along the
cops,
actual, you know, usually they just have the art in the panels, but they actually, you know, did stuff outside of that.
Out of the box.
Story. Yeah.
I found it wraps up on such a high note. It's like, everything, it's like happily ever after, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought
it's
was
like
kind
a
of a
fable.
Weird move. They always,
yeah. If you haven't read Fable, you should check it out.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like
going to.
Yeah.
I've read the first trade a couple years ago, and I thought, well, all right, but I've heard that it gets way awesomer after that.
Definitely. It's a real nice mythology they built. And he's, I feel like we were talking before. He's
if you got a dream, it can come true, people.
Right? If you have a dream, read that one.
It can come true.
I'm on the goddamn thing and I haven't even read it. That's a shame. All right,
with series like that, you got to respect, too, because everyone talks about Preacher and everyone talks about Why the Last Man, which just wrapped at issue 60, which was incredible.
Amazing.
Which won't spoil for anybody here. But here we are at issue 69 with pretty much the same creative team of Willingham, Buckingham, and Leiloha with issues in there, but it's even gone past that when you count the specials and the graphic novels and the OGNs and stuff. I mean, the miles they've got out of this series, you got to give you know, DC and the creative team the utmost props for just sticking with something.
Yeah.
And just the quality has never dropped.
And letting him go to do whatever he wants.
Yeah. So, does he have a plan to, like, because with those series, they plan those amount of issues. Does he have a plan or is he just going to keep going with this?
Well, he has a lot of, when he was on the show, he talked about all the different things he wanted to do, and he has like a whole list of characters and people he wants to explore that wanted to do.
There are a bunch of orphans that own the copyright to Peter Pan, and he hates them because he can't use Peter Pan, because the orphans are hoarding his character.
Stupid orphans.
Yeah, orphans are greedy that way, you know?
Yeah, orphans suck.
You ever run into a bunch of orphans?
Wow, come on, guys. You know, they're orphans.
True. Were you an orphan?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
This conversation just got weird.
Yeah. It got real personal, people.
I think it's the moves I start opening up a little bit.
Yeah.
I just start hating children with no parents.
All right, moving on. We have Northlanders number 3. This is also a great series. God, we're so positive.
It's not that great.
Oh, here we go.
It's good. It's good, but it's like, you know, you just like it because there's nudity. That's the only reason.
Oh, yeah. There is a bunch of nudity.
I thought the nipples were weird in there, though.
Wait, why?
Too many wrinkles drawn on the nipple. I thought it looked like a piece of pepperoni.
Were you hungry when you read this?
Yes.
He looks down at the little kitty on your stomach like, yes.
Yeah.
Was the little
kitty hungry? The cat's hungry. Look at the way he stared at those fucking birds.
Is that a Rusted Root t-shirt?
Inside joke. Some dude one time asked me if this is a Rusted Root t-shirt, which is a shitty jam band. I'm like, that was my response. What? Like, what band would make, whatever.
It's a sad little kitty. This book, though, the art's really nice. It's really kind of sparse. And the story, it's about a Viking who gets far away from the Norse lands. And then he sails back and everything changed.
Wow, you sold me. That sounds great. That sounds like a great comic.
The first thing I noticed besides the pepperoni nipple in here was that the guy who created this also writes DMZ, right?
Yep.
And the protagonist here looks like the guy from DMZ. They have the same little goatee.
That means protagonist.
That means protagonist? Yes, exactly. All right, I'll buy it. Oops. Yeah. The nipples.
Well, now, keep in mind, Pete has a goatee, so...
I had to go to you for a little bit. I had to shave it. You guys never got to see it.
What?
Yeah.
Did you have to shave it for the show?
It was red?
Yes, I had to shave it for the show.
Wow.
There's no beards in the whitest kids, man.
Wow.
That got personal. Because it means something about orphans, which I hate. What?
Wow. All right, up next, Maintenance number 8. This is Pete's favorite book.
It's pretty good because it's...
And that's a maintenance manual. You couldn't find the graphic for maintenance number 8.
Oh, that's why I said what, right? Okay.
No, they were like, Pete likes something? Weird.
the shark thing kind of reminds me of Jabberjaw a little bit. But other than that, it's a really good, it's a solid
favorably
book.
Or unfavorably?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, this show wasn't good, so let's just say unfavorably.
Yeah, but I, you know, you kind of
Jabberjaw was stupid.
Oh, come on.
Dude, Scooby-Doo. It's like, hey, what if Scooby-Doo was a shark?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, they didn't even make him high like Scooby-Doo was, you know? It's just like, what if Scooby-Doo was sober and a fish? Who wants to watch that?
I would.
All
right. He didn't like the implied drug use.
No, but Maintenance is just a lot of fun. And what's nice is they're starting to do, they used to be a bunch of one-shots, and now it's starting to actually have, like, the story arc, and they're branching out, which is exciting.
They're driving on a ship. There's going to be a movie about this. In the story, if you haven't been reading it, it's the two janitors who work for, like, all the evil scientists.
Wasn't that Men at Work? Wasn't that movie?
Yeah, same.
The movie last of it is Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Never touch another man's fries.
Is that what that's from?
Are you quoting from Men at Work?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've always liked from Batman and Joker, never rub another man's rhubarb. Which I think is better, because I like rhubarb better than fries.
Really? I don't think I would agree with that.
You probably don't believe me.
But,
wow.
Tim got the references.
Yeah, this is practically another guest on the show.
I'm talking about fries.
Yeah, now we're all hungry. We've got the Scud, the disposable assassin number 21.
Yeah.
This is 10 years late.
It's 10.
I remember I was working at a comic store in college when Scud really hit, you know, when it became when Rob Schrab took off and got the buzz.
Yeah.
And then it ended and Rob Schrab went on to obviously bigger and better things on Hollywood, you know, Monster House and Kung Fu Panda and things like that.
Yeah.
Now he's back though, which is great that he's come back to finish it up.
So yeah.
Let's see what he does.
Yeah.
It's great. It's still just as good. It's nice to see it back. It's a nice kind of, you know, reminds me of the olden times.
Yeah, you know, Madman just came back, and I love the new Madman stuff, and Scud's back, and it's, you know, it's cool to see those guys.
Youngblood's back.
Youngblood, all the crazy Image stuff is coming back, that's right. Yeah. Youngblood, Wetworks, all those guys.
Youngblood. Gross.
Well, it was Scud Madman.
Yeah.
Good shit.
He has a little kind of
Does he say sorry for being late in there?
He does.
So, well, he says he moved on to bigger and better things, but he wraps into this. He said the reason he wrote this is because a girl broke his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Scud has a little broken heart on this.
Right.
Which I thought was like, oh, yeah. And then he says, and then I got my heart broken again worse, and then Scud couldn't save him.
Yeah.
And so he was like, no more.
Yep.
No more Scud. My heart can't be broken any longer.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the story picks up where Scud is like, he lost his girl, and so it's all about him going, trying to figure out how to get his girl back.
So yeah. Scud is Rob Schraub, basically.
Maybe that's
a
parallel.
You know, James O'Barr is the crow. Rob Schraub is Scud. That's it.
I guess.
Really? Mike Allred's Madman, I guess. You know?
James Joyce is Ulysses? Is that?
Yeah.
What?
Alan Moore is Rorschach?
Alan Moore is Rorschach. George Lucas is the Emperor. And Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
What?
Now and
constantly.
Oh, best Indiana Jones movie is Fugitive. Anyways.
Wow. And then last but not least, JSA number 12. A little off on the
screen. Wait, what is that?
That's the Scud cover.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
The maintenance.
That's the maintenance. That's back.
You go forward.
No, don't go forward.
I can't go forward.
Yeah, don't. JSA number 12. They are adding more characters to this crazy series.
I think that's awesome, though, man.
Wait, there's already 80.
Yeah,
there's 18.
Yeah.
Now he's adding, the Karate Girl's already part of the 18, so now he's adding 4 more, so now it's 25 more, and then 23. I think he's handling them so
I think great. He's like, someone bet him, like, 50 characters. Let's see what you can do.
Whatever, man. Okay. Ed Brubaker's taking care of my children, but I would give my grandma and my parents to Jeff Johns.
Wow.
He can
wow.
take care of the rest of my family, all right?
Why are you giving them to your
family?
Yeah. Well, because I can't handle them. I trust these people. No, all I'm saying is, like, Jeff Johns to me can't do any wrong. And it's cool. I think he's balancing all these hundreds of characters.
He is. But it's crazy.
It is crazy. But it's fun, you know?
Yeah, just look what he did with the Green Lantern Corps, too. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you work with a cast.
That's right, man.
Unwieldy is amazing.
Yeah.
It is great. Though I will say, it's a lot of hanging out. It's like being inside a frat house.
But it's fun as hell. Like, I'd never get sick of it. You know? Yeah, it's like us, man.
Yeah.
We're
just doing it our way.
Which one did you guys be? I would be that cat hybrid guy. Right?
Yeah, nice.
I'd be the old school cat boxer.
Yeah. No, so you'd be my dad.
You'd be his dad.
Yeah. Son, why aren't you drinking anymore?
Because I ran out
You're
of beer.
You're nothing like your old man.
No, because I drink my beer faster than my old man.
Oh, you gotta enjoy it.
This might just be vodka. You don't know.
Man, wouldn't it be great if Alex showed up with a bunch of beer right now?
Because they're like, guys, my trip was so awesome. He's got like a Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops on. What's up?
That would never happen.
No, never.
All right, that's it for the stat.
Woo!
Now we're going to move on to the section that Alex likes the most because it's the section that you come up with, audience questions. And for that, we'll invite out Boothman.
Boothman!
Yeah. Wait, so you don't like this section? Just Alex?
Well, no, that's what he always says. I didn't want to.
Okay.
I always end up sitting here when
you
I come
do,
to the show,
do.
And I always end up really close to the possibly fake, possibly real bulge.
You never know.
I don't know.
Only one way to find
it's
out.
One of those chocolate oranges in there.
What is it?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Some shows he opens it up.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
for bulge.
Sometimes
that's what it is for.
B for bulge, man.
Oh, it's an audience.
Gross,
right? That's an audience member asking a question.
Yeah.
I see.
How it represents
audience questions.
I'm a wizard with images.
Alex is gonna see the slideshow and be like, "I'm never leaving again."
I hope so.
Shut up.
So here's the three questions that I got from the audience.
All right.
They know everything.
Well, only a few more than three, right?
They're staters.
Well,
yeah. I'm just kidding.
Some can't. Oh, here we go. So where did the name of the whitest kids you know come from?
Hey!
Man, here's the problem. I was not around when that happened. I joined the troop a year later.
Oh.
I met the troop on September 11th, 2001. Yeah. No, I met them on 9/11. And, you know, it's the weirdest anniversary you could possibly have. But there's some dispute over the name.
How did you meet up?
All right, so I went to school at Brooklyn College, and there's this building in Brooklyn Heights that is dorms for any kid who's going to doesn't have dorms. Like, my school didn't have dorms, so, like, I rented a dorm from this place. And the other guys from the troop had also been living there a year already, and I'd already met. I get home to the St. George Hotel, that's where it was, and that was the name of the dorm place. My window was overlooking the World Trade Center. I was freaked out. I didn't want to, like, be in a room where I could see that, so I hung out in the hallway. And I met the other whitest kids you know. And a month and a half, 2 months later, I joined the troop.
You were in a hallway, and that's how you got on the group.
Yeah, I met them. Sam from the group lived across the hall from me. So.
From tragedy, triumph.
Right, and actually, a funny aside, then I'll answer the question, but a funny aside, I am from a small town in South Dakota, and I did an interview with the newspaper, my hometown newspaper, last year. And I was just promoting the TV show and talking about, oh, yeah, you know, just stuff about doing comedy and stuff. And she's like, how'd you meet? So I said the 9/11 story. Article comes out only about 9/11.
Yeah. Wow.
And she made it sound like I lifted a girder up myself and was like, I must do comedy! Yeah. And she made it sound like I like pulled myself out of the rubble to make shit jokes. Like, that's what she made it sound
that's
like.
Beautiful.
Which is slightly the truth. No. But the name is basically this. Is the troupe used to be very, very huge. There was like 13 members. And one of the, at one point, there's this African-American kid in the group, right? This guy, Anthony. And one time, just before I was in the group, there were people, they're all hanging out somewhere, and one guy was doing a stupid dance, and so someone else said to Anthony, like, we must be the whitest kids you know. And so then someone was like, that should be the name. That's it. It's kind of a boring story. You know? But we were almost called
people.
Dead Babies.
Oh.
Right, and we drew the logo. It was going to be a lowercase d, and a lowercase b, which looks like a cock and balls when you put them together. So that was almost the name.
Yeah,
probably wouldn't have worked as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's it. Not very cool. But 9/11.
Way to finish that up. How does your nude, the nude jokes play out in South Dakota? Big?
Okay, you know, some people like it, but, like, you know, South Dakota's a very conservative, white, Christian, fascist, homophobic, desolate wasteland, and it's, you know, I mean, I don't know how they play out. We'll see, because half of them probably don't even get IFC or know what independent film is, so you know, we'll see. But you know, my dad likes it, my mom hates it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
She's like,
really?
Yeah, my grandma writes letters like, when are you going to make a show I can watch? So, you know, whatever. I'm like, never. That'd be boring. What do you want me to do? Like, make Jeopardy? Like, what the hell are you about?
Great, let's have
another
question.
Alright, why comics? I have three questions, I'm going to ask all three.
That's really, why anything? Why live?
Well, I think...
what exactly does that
it
mean?
Speaks,
what does it mean?
It speaks to why comics, I guess they meant why comics to do a show about.
They're wondering why they're here.
Let the people speak. Who asked that? Why comics? What do you want to know?
Now I'm calling you out.
Yes.
I couldn't think of it.
Nice.
Jordan!
All people!
Yeah, why are you all, do you all have this thing in common? Like, I wonder that with my friends too, we all like comics.
Because none of us know how to fight or pick up chicks.
Or do math.
Or do math. Totally.
Those things are all true.
Not for me.
Which one do you know how to do? Math?
Both?
Yeah.
There were three!
Yeah. Right, then you get
math!
Exactly!
All both.
Exactly my point.
Wow.
I like
exactly
you.
My
you just
point.
Blew my mind. Like, I can't talk anymore. I'm going to leave. I can't. That was insane. He just gave me a... Oh, Jesus.
He just really burned you.
I got to go home.
I don't know. I got a comic book in my stocking one year, and so then I started reading them all.
Yeah, my mom would say to me, if you're good, I'll give you something. And the first thing she gave me was a comic.
What was the second?
Yeah.
No, it was comics after that.
Okay.
Book on how to fight pickup girls.
There was an old wooden boudoir in our home when we moved into it when I was like six, right? Like this wooden cabinet thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is crazy.
The Lusitania was sinking.
Yeah.
My two friends started.
Chester Coolidge, not Chester. Calvin Coolidge was president. Anyway, my dad, someone drops something like a ball or something that rolls under the cabinet,
oh
and my dad
God.
Reaches his hand under and pulls out a wooden panel, and all these old fucking comics drop out of the bottom of this thing.
What?
And they were like old horror comics. Yeah, dude. And that was the first time I read comics.
That happened to us, but it was a piano and it was porn. So
that's why you're a porn enthusiast.
Yeah, exactly.
Porn enthusiast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's
like
the first
Batman's
time I ever.
Origin,
well, maybe I'm Batman. Not that bad.
And I was just a barbershop kid. I would always cry when I'd go to get my hair cut. So next door was a Five and Dime. Parents would pick up a comic, give it to me.
You would cry at every haircut?
Cry at every haircut. I don't
Is
know.
That still
I
happen?
Still do. That's why I know.
Yeah. Wow. That's. What was made you so sad? Part of your body being cut off?
Part of your body being cut off. You should just grow out dreads, dude. Then you're like, that's a watch.
Yeah. But then he wouldn't have never been in the comics.
Yeah, that's true.
You would have been on Rastafari. We have another question?
Oh, we do have another question. How did whitest kids get their name?
What? Really?
Yeah, that's the third question. So
there was an old wooden boudoir. Back in the day.
And you were there, and you...
Chester A. Arthur. Another burning question from the audience? Live?
Come on.
Live on the spot?
Wow.
You should ask
no.
me how my comedy troupe got its name.
It's
wow.
Cool.
Take that back.
Where's Alex?
That's a good question.
There's an old wooden boudoir. Inside of it is stuffed one Alexander Zalbin.
He is in Los Angeles.
Hey, wait, my wife's in Los Angeles this week.
Oh! Shit! There's your answer.
Having a little non-Chester sex.
Yeah. I think he's doing some for Elephant Larry.
He's having his own
for
Chester
fans. Elephant Larry is Alex's sketch comedy group.
Yeah.
And they're doing some out there?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Taping
Someday we're going to knife fight them, but we haven't set a date.
That would be cool.
Because now there's five of them, right?
I want a piece of that.
Well, what? There's only two. There's
I'll take a bet on
in your in your group. So.
Yeah, we're pretty badass.
Yeah? All right, cool, man. Gabriel, Self, and Larry, White's Kids three-way.
Oh.
Three-way fight.
Yeah.
Three-way fight.
I don't know.
Sipping water at the long moment.
All right, great. That's enough for audience questions. Now we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage for trivia.
All right. Yeah.
What we get?
Pete LePage.
Wow.
Oh, the headshot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Peeking the page, peeking around the corner.
So basically, what we do here is this is a chance for you to win a $25 gift card from Midtown Comics. Oh, we're losing people.
Yeah, the
sorry.
Start giving away money.
We'll do better next week. Man, that's rough.
Well, don't tell Alex, dude. He'll freak out.
Yeah,
that was a big-time Hollywood producer.
Yeah, yeah. So this is where we give back to you, the audience, for people who showed up. So we appreciate that. Thanks for coming out in the middle of a blizzard. Who would like a chance to win
$25? It's not a blizzard.
Well,
it's a lot
of
snow.
It's snowing.
Pay attention. Your job's happening.
That's all I
have. There you go. Come on down. What's your name?
Ray.
Ray? Audience? Audience Ray. Ray, stand in the light. Here we go. All right, so today's trivia is going to be on the loners.
Huh?
It's all right. Hey, it's all right, man. It's okay. We'll learn something.
We'll learn something.
Yeah, that's right. So here we go. How it's going to work is I'm going to read you the questions, and then you'll have three multiple choice. Wait till you hear all three, then make the guess. All right, here we go. Loners was originally named A, the Excelsior, B, the Outcasts, or C, the WB. So it's either A, Excelsior, B, Outcasts,
And it's definitely not the W.
I'm gonna go.
He's right! Excelsior! Alright.
Is that true?
Yeah,
just check it.
Good.
I'm checking the work.
I saw you there. That's why I jumped in. Okay.
I was going outcast.
The basis of the comic is that it is a blank for former teenage superheroes. Is it A, support group, B, club, or C, mining camp? So it's either A, support group, or B, club, and Justin laughed at that. So that can't be true.
You mean like a dance? You mean like a dance club?
Or a comic book club.
Ah, oh, I see.
Support group! That's right! Which I thought was, when I first picked up, I thought, what a cool idea, because being a superhero has got to be really hard, man. And there's got to be people who fail. That's why I really... Yeah, exactly. So that's why I really like the idea of loners. All right, he's back!
Yeah.
All right! Yeah! We're not a horrible show!
Okay. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All right, here we go. Okay, here we go. Last question. You're 2 for 2. You're doing great. Focus up. Here we go. One of the more well-known ladies on the New Loners is... A, Wonder Woman, B, Spider Woman, or C, imaginary Canadian girlfriend.
Good luck.
So it's either A, Wonder Woman, which is for DC, and this is a Marvel.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think it is?
I'm gonna go with B.
B, Spider Woman!
Wow, you dominate.
$3 for $3. $25 for you, sir. Enjoy.
All right, good job.
Invisible Canadian girlfriend, though.
Yeah.
Familiar with that?
No.
I have a fiance.
Yeah, she's from Canada, though.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's real.
I can't wait to meet her someday.
Someday. You'll get to meet her.
We're going to see any more from the loners?
Hopefully, working on some stuff now. So hopefully, come fall.
Is it going to continue or is it?
It's going to pick up where it left off, hopefully.
Okay, great.
And just heard from my editor today, so hopefully, there's something good.
I hope that you get
back a little bit into the support group stuff. I really enjoy it.
Let him write the book.
I know, I'm just saying, as a fan, that part was really cool.
You like the more therapy element?
No, I'm just saying there are tons of superhero books out there. You know, and I feel like towards the end of Loners, it kind of turned back into a superhero book, where it was like the real, for me, the great stuff was like saying, hey, being a superhero is tough. You make mistakes. I accidentally killed someone. I was trying to say, that's cool.
Were you talking to him for a second?
Shut up.
Welcome back to How to Do Your Job.
Pete wants to see them going to get prescriptions filled. Real.
What happens when
Yeah, going to the bathroom. Things you don't see. More of that. Great. Well, as you know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
We go to Midtown Comics because they are nice enough to sponsor the show.
That's right.
What are you all looking forward to tomorrow?
Well, we got Millar and Mitch's Fantastic Four, dude. I mean, that's like I'm a huge dork. Okay, I realized. As the hours progress today, with every hour closer to me being able to buy it, I'm getting more excited about it. I'm like, wow, that's going to be really great. And it is. There's a lot of good shit coming out, but I'd probably be most excited about that.
Yeah. X-Men with Claws number 1 hits tomorrow.
Yeah!
Right? That's going to be good.
Well, I hope it's just like all about Wolverine leading the team.
They're going to cut it. Think of the stuff they're going to cut.
I know!
Like paper, fruit, vegetables, probably people.
He's going to be like, Cyclops is asked to do something only we can do, the other X-Men can't handle. Just takes out a loaf of like unsliced bread. He's like, let's do this!
Yeah. French toast, gone.
Done.
Eric Larson's next issue project comes out tomorrow, which is kind of another revival of the
public
domain heroes, because you got the
12,
you got Project Superheroes, now you got next issue project, but he's got a really great bunch of creators lined up for that,
cool.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to Green Arrow Black Canary number 5.
Yes.
I haven't been reading that.
Dude,
you've got to
pick that up.
Okay.
It's a great series.
Really is. I know the title, you're like, what? No.
Yeah, you're like, relationships, boring, but I love relationships.
Dude, you're sad like that, but yeah.
Sad? Why?
That's
you're like,
sad.
I want to read
about a relationship.
It helps me with my personal relationships in life.
So you're like, hi, girlfriend. Yeah, I've been reading, and you know what? I'm sorry. I haven't been listening to you.
No, when my girlfriend's like that, I'm like, I like take up archery and learn to shoot really well.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We'll see how it works. I think I got it covered.
I'm looking forward to Green Lantern Corps as well. Let's talk about relationships. What are those?
I'm definitely looking forward to Evil Dead. Let's see how that's going to unfold. I'm excited about that.
You can watch the movie. It tells you.
And, you douche.
Oh, snap!
Yeah. And Goon's coming out, and also, you know, I mean, Wolverine's coming out. I mean, that's going to
wait, is that the new story arc in Wolverine starting?
Yeah, yeah, the Jason Aaron getting steeper.
Jason Aaron, you know, I was thinking of starting to cut back some of the stuff, right? But now Jason Aaron's starting to write all this stuff, and I'm like,
yeah,
I got to stick with him.
Like we were saying earlier, we were discussing, like, Brian Vaughn mentioned recently on his blog that now is kind of a comic, it's a renaissance in comics. There's no better time to be in comics because there's so many good writers writing books. And it's true. It's like every week you try to drop a book and
that's
you can't.
Like someone else
like,
is doing
Jason
it.
Aaron and Brian Woodsman, he's another guy up in the top of his game. He's DMZ and all sorts of stuff.
How does that happen? How are there cycles like that?
I don't know.
Again, when it's bad, are they like, what happened to you guys?
There was the theory that the comics always operate on the 10-year cycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and now we're at a peak.
Kind of right in the middle,
About
4 or 5 years into the good stuff, right?
So, you know, hopefully this time it won't go down.
I think the thing to avoid, because I think that what probably happened, the comics got crazy and, like, not as fun to read in the 90s when I was in high school, is, like, the good writers took on, like, so many titles every month, you know? You know the people like Ennis write so much stuff every month.
Yeah, Brubaker's taking on a lot, which
Brubaker
got me.
Writes a lot.
Jeff Johns
writes a ton of stuff. And they're all doing great jobs, but, like, I worry, you know.
I do get worried about them.
Yeah.
Sometimes at night, I'm like, Brubaker, you're taking too much.
Yeah.
Just narrow it down.
Well, those guys, you know, I think, like, you know, I've never written a comic book in my life, but I think, you know, these guys are writing about 4 or 5. Like, that's probably about right. Like, handouts, you can write one every week.
Yeah, see,
you know?
That's
like,
what I'm, when I was starting to write, that's I got advice from Garth and Brian.
Oh, really?
Those people to get advice from. They said the way to do it is write one a week, so 4 months. 5 pages a day is what they do. They write 5 pages a day. When they're done with 5 pages, they're done. If they write it in the morning, got the afternoon free. If it takes them all day, that they don't get up. But
that's cool.
That's the best way to do it. I tried to follow that, and it sticks.
Yeah, it seems to be like the best way to do it. But yeah, I think the problem is burnout, and they got to watch out for burnout.
How was it for you when you were getting started being a fan? Like, were you just like totally geeking out? Because I couldn't control myself when I did a tour of Marvel.
Man, literally, he went blind. It's completely blind.
Cover woman.
No, it's just being in the halls of Marvel. I still, you wake up with a smile on your face. You know, you go up to the office and you sit down at your computer. It's like, you can't not be happy with what you're doing. And part of the thing that I had to learn moving from editorial to being a writer was the thing that I always told my writers they had to do, which I couldn't get into my own head when I started writing, was sometimes you got to break the toy. Sometimes you're almost too respectful.
Yeah.
And it gets that way. And just, you know, to pull back the curtain. I just wrote a Danny Moonstar story for something that's going to be coming up down the line.
Cool.
And Danny Moonstar is my absolute favorite Marvel character. Don't ask me why, but ever since I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Equestrian.
That's going to be great coming up.
So when I was writing this story, I had my ideal vision of Danny Moonstar in my head. And that was the vision I had in her when I was reading New Mutants during that Claremont Sienkiewicz era, where so much has happened to her now. And I tried to acknowledge that in just kind of the imagery around her, but I didn't do it in her internal voice or some of the things she said. And when I got the script back from the editor, he's like, dude, he's like, Danny's not like that anymore. This isn't, you know,
she's changed. She's different now.
And even to this day, after I've been doing it for a little while now, you know, that I still fall into that pattern of where it's me as a kid writing the you know, kind of archetypes that I had with growing up with these characters.
Wow. Well, they just broke the Spider-Man toy pretty well.
Yeah, they did. So
I guess that's not as much of a problem anymore.
Still a fan of it.
Anything you guys want to promote real quick?
My show's on IFC every Sunday at 11. You can also, if you don't get IFC, you can get on iTunes. It's on demand, 99 cent stores.
He's going to recite in the lobby after
the
show.
The entire 10 episode arc, you know, ends on a cliffhanger. It turns out that we have been off the island, and it's all like kind of a flashback.
Hey,
you don't like too off topic.
That was a spoiler for 24.
Yeah.
And Marvel stuff aside, I've promoted enough. I do some books for Image, and the one I'm looking forward to coming out the most is I do an autobiographical anthology about me when I was in high school. Okay. And
what's it called?
It's called Wanderlust. Not Wanderlust, if it's good, it's Wanderlust. It's not regaining the wonder that I lost growing up. So it's all just stupid stuff, me with girls and beer and drugs and everything.
Just like today!
Yeah! Go without girls.
But issue two hits in March. Went to the printer. It's got a beautiful Steve McNiven cover. So I'm looking forward to checking that coming out. If you could all check it out. Yeah, from Image Comics.
Cool. Okay. Great. Well, that's the show, everybody. A couple people we'd like to thank. We'd like to thank C.B. Cebulski!
Yeah! Woo!
Timmy Williams! Woo! Boothman! John and Jerry in Midtown. And most of all, we want to thank you guys, our audience.
If you want to see more of us,
we're up twice a week at PulpSecret.com reviewing more comics. Thanks a lot. We're here every Tuesday night at 8. See you next week!
Thanks a lot, guys! Bye.